Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning on what arguably could be the biggest hunting fishing day of the year. And certainly this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, you've got everything pretty much open as far as hunting seasons, freshwater, saltwater, even some offshore fishing going on. So it's a great time to get out and enjoy it. Got some near-perfect weather, and we'll explain that to you in the Coastal Marine Forecast. Also, we always ask you what you're doing, especially on this big outdoorsy-type weekend. Text us at 504-260-1870. We've got some live fishing and hunting reports coming up from our field staff. They have been a bunch of busy guys this last week. We'll also take your fishing and hunting reports and comments. And in today's Bad Boy of the Outdoors, we've got the case of the night vision scope sniper, one of the buffoons who thinks deer hunting is some kind of military operation. We'll tell you his crime and the possible time he'll be doing. Now, while a lot of people were out Black Friday shopping yesterday, well, Bayou Wild TV producer Chris LeCocq, myself, and a whole gang of kids spent our day off out there shooting quail over a very special dog up in Crane Creek in Poplarville, Mississippi. Some beautiful weather conditions. Everything went well, and you'll see that on a future episode of Bayou Wild TV. Deer hunting in WMAs. If you are a wildlife management area hunter, there has been an emergency declaration that is reducing the number of either sex days on three of our management areas that were impacted by Hurricane Ida. And this is especially important today and tomorrow because these are the either sex dates normally for wildlife management hunters. So I'll have those for you in just a few minutes. Also, if you've got Thanksgiving weekend leftover recommendations. You know, you got piles of turkey and ham and dressing and all that stuff, and maybe some wild game. A lot of you make gumbo in South Louisiana for Thanksgiving. What is the best use of leftover turkey or any other leftovers you've got? If you've got a suggestion for our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Again, that text number comes right into the studio, 504-260-1870. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. Now, it's a chilly start, so if you head out, bundle up at least for the morning hours. Here's our temperatures across our listening area. It's 39 degrees in Mobile. Right here at St. Hubert's Cathedral, it's 36 degrees. It's also 36 in Slidell. Venice, 52. Alexandria's 36. Monroe is at 30, which is one of our cool spots on the map. Lake Charles out west is at 45, Lafayette 39. Also 39 degrees is Baton Rouge. So bundle up if you're headed out. Today you're looking at about a 40% chance of rain, but most of that chance is going to be later in the afternoon and evening, so you got plenty of time to get out ahead of any rainfall that might be across the coastal area. Offshore, you're looking at 2 to 4 foot seas, northeast wind 10 to 15. On the interior lakes and bays, you got an east breeze 5 to 10, some smooth conditions. Boy, is that nice. And lots of sunshine, at least for the start. North winds 5 to 10 on the inside tomorrow, and offshore is still going to be those northeast winds at 10 to 15, but seas laying down a little bit between 1 and 2 foot. Most of the areas are going to be reporting high tides, not far from now. The tide's still incoming, but right about straight up 6 o'clock, it's going to start to fall, and will fall into the late afternoon in most of the areas. Some areas will be a little bit earlier, but you got a full 1.1 average tide range, so there's a lot of water moving. Mississippi River is at 3.5 and steady, and that's good news for the fishermen down in the lower Plaquemines Parish area, of which we'll get reports from Captain Ryan Lambert. Jeff Brule, our freshwater fishing reporter, is going to be with us this morning, and he's got probably one of his best reports of the year if you fish the Pearl River especially. Delacroix starting to come around after Hurricane Ida, and there's some good reports coming out of Venice, and he always throws a little tip in there for you. So we'll be back right after this and get to your text messages, get to our field reporters, and enjoy this Turkey Day weekend, big time for the outdoorsmen. You're listening to it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's time to talk with our friend Jeff Brule and get the lowdown on bass fishing this fall and winter. And Jeff joins us now. And, Jeff, I don't know if you've seen that nice new launch they put on the Middle River over there in the Pearl River area, but it's got a lot of ample parking, got two different back downs for it, and it's a great access area to a little bit different part of the river. And from what I understand, the Pearl River has finally arrived. Tell us the good news.
10 feet on the Pearl River gauge. And it's staying there, so the water's cleaning up, getting the fish out of the woods, and the bass have been cooperating. Just about every branch, middle, west, east, the marsh, it doesn't matter where, you find some fish down there. And some of the recent events, they're catching over 16 pounds, so there's a lot of nice fish coming in, and there's a lot of 1 to 2 pounders being caught. So basically just crankbaits, jigs, Texas rigs, those are good choices, and just go to the drains if the river's falling, and you kind of fish the main bayous and stuff if the tide's rising. So that's your basic pattern. And some of the drains are stacked up. Next drain, you might not catch a fish. So you just kind of keep poking along until you find a good drain. And it's fun. A lot of nice size fish coming out of the Pearl.
Jeff, I didn't get any official notifications about fish kills in Delacroix, but I suspect it was either a kill or possibly a displacement from the hurricane. Is it finally starting to come around over there?
It's been quiet. The reports, the guys I've talked to, some of them just hadn't gone and because of the storm in the area. But I think really the main problem is it kind of the grass and some of the bayous, it changed the topography of the area, and it just moved the fish around. I know Oak River, Point Lahash, around Spanish Lakes, they are catching some fish, but it's a grind. You know, you're going to have to go and hunt. I do have some reports of some fish over 5 pounds being caught down there, so that's good news for the spawn next year. But overall, it's just quiet. I just don't know if the launches have been so bad that people haven't been going down there, what the deal is, but you got to go and hunt them. They're there, but it just takes a while to find them. Not a lot of grass in some areas where you expect it, so that was destroyed by the storm. So I think that's part of the problem why, you know, sometimes the fishing can be tough in some of these areas, because you go to the spots you've been catching them at and they're totally different and the fish aren't there, then you have to spend time hunting them. But spinner baits, vibrating jigs, Texas rig, crawfish, and thing is, if you stop in the right point or drain down there, it can be very good.
Well, Jeff, down in Venice, there's a little muddy conditions there, a little rise in the river and some strong winds, but there's always alternative fishing to do. If you go down there with bass on the brain, but if you bring some other stuff with you, there's something you can make your trip worthwhile. Tell us about those options.
Yeah, like y'all say, the stinky crickets, they work real well under a cart. Catfish, bass, redfish, white trout, Stuckle trout. Yeah, it's just a mixed bag. I've seen a couple pictures of some boxes that had like five or six different species in it. You know, you catch those hybrid bass, you might catch a striped bass down there this time of year. But yeah, if you're taking kids or something, bring those dead shrimp with you in a cork and let them throw up in some of the bayous and drains that you're fishing for bass, and then that, you know, you'd be surprised what they can catch. The bass fishing got kind of slow last week because the water got muddy everywhere, and I think that's more of a combination of the windy conditions we had out in the Gulf plus the river rising. But right now it's down a level where it's low, and I ain't got reports yet this weekend, but I think probably the next few weeks. It's going to be a little colder, but it'll be good fishing. But catfish, the main river points, dead shrimp, yeah, they'll produce. So they come from all sizes. You might just catch a bunch of little channel cats with little black spots on it, weigh 1 to 2 pounds. You might catch one of the big blues that weigh 50 pounds. And they're all good to eat. And then catch a few reds, too. Such a fun day.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, it's if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Jeff Brule. And, Jeff, we got some reported temperatures, air temperatures in the mid to low 30s in some of our areas. So very important, water temperature. Tell us how to deal with it this time of year.
Yeah, for the bass angler, it's an important factor to look at. You know, you get those lower temperatures, the bass aren't as active as they would be when you get these 80-degree water temps. So when you get down in the low 60s, high 50s, you know, spinner brakes will work. You just might want to go up on your blade, get more vibration, slow it down, just slow roll it. A lot of times that'll help you. You know, your warmer days before the fronts are going to be more productive. That might be your scouting day. Then if you get a cold bluebird day during the tournament, you just want to maybe switch to smaller bait. Sometimes those little 5-inch straight worms are great on high pressure days. So just downsize and slow down, and then hopefully catch a few more fish.
All right, all sounds good. Jeff, thanks for the report. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next time. Just want to let you know, the quail were really moving at Crane Creek yesterday, so we're going to have to make a trip out there soon.
Well, you talk about grandkids, I guess me and Captain Mike Gallo way down on your list for invitations for the quail hunting, right?
Yeah, but you guys will make it. We got plenty of time. It's a good long season.
All right, well, that's good. Get them kids involved in hunting and fishing. That'll make them a good, better person. Thanks,
all
Don.
Right. All righty. Thank you, Jeff, for updating us on this Turkey Day weekend. All right, we come back, we're going to get to some of your text messages, 504-260-1870. We also got a fishing report coming up from Captain Kirk out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, and other reports, too, including Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert. Stick around. Got a lot more ground to cover, and water, too, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Time to talk to Captain Kirk. Let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and find out if he's in the duck blind or getting ready to jump in the fishing boat, or maybe he's still in the dining area having breakfast. Where exactly are you, Captain Kirk? Set the scene for us.
I am en route to the duck marsh.
En route. Good. And I know you guys have been whacking the ducks this year, man.
We've been doing pretty good, Don. Overall, it's not as good as we normally do. And I don't know, man, the ducks just aren't here yet. It seems like we're just getting a trickle of migration, not a big mass movement like we normally do.
Well, you know, they say all things are relevant. And so you guys happen to be enjoying probably one of the best areas in the state for this season, even though it's not up to, you know, the standard that you'd like to see. You guys are still getting some good action, and you're getting a good variety of birds from at least the pictures I'm seeing.
Yeah. It's been okay, best I can say, for what we normally do.
Got it. Well, listen, Kirk, I want to get a fishing report, too, because, boy, we got some gorgeous weather coming up, although it's a little chilly and people are going to be waiting a little bit later to head out. But first, we got to pause just 10 seconds for our local stations to identify, and we're back with Captain Kirk right after our stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're talking to Captain Kirk Stansel with Hackberry Rod and Gun. They're en route to the duck blind, and it could possibly be a little bit of casting going on after the duck hunt. And how's the fishing been? Now, this is some beautiful weather for people to come out. We haven't had much rain, some clear blue skies, chilly starts, but very comfortable to be out there midday. So how's it been?
The fishing's been good, Don. You know, when the weather's good, it's been good. You know, those windy days, it's tough. But, I mean, we're catching reds, trout, and flounder. The flounder run finally started, so you know, things are good. The trout, they're scattered. They're not really bunched up, schooling up, but if you work hard at them, you can get some trout. And up the Turner's Bay area up north has been where the trout are, and the redfish are on the south end of the lake, and the flounder along the ship channel.
Have you and your guide started downsizing baits and retrieving a little bit slower, given some cooler temperatures for the water?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say we're downsizing because the shrimp are smaller.
Yeah, that's a mandatory downsize.
Yeah, that's right. But on the artificials, no, pretty much the same thing, throwing the same thing. Now, for the flounder, if you use a little bit bigger baits, you'll catch a little bit larger flounder. As far as the gulp goes.
Uh-huh. That is a great bait, that gulp. You know, it kind of
best
of both worlds. It's got the scent, and it's also got the good movement to it when you're retrieving it. Well, Kirk, anything else you want to add about things happening down in that area? You know, this maybe the first year that, you know,
no,
the water's been
good
at least
Hackberry,
a little.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
you know, our tides have stayed up. This little front we had yesterday didn't really lower the tides that much. So tides are staying up, and water's pretty and clean for the fishing. And, you know, the water's a little elevated in the marshes, a little higher than we like it for the ducks. But it'll get lower, and more birds are going to come.
All right. Sounds good. Hope things definitely improve. And, you know, have you got plans to make a deer hunt this year?
No, I don't. I've had some issues come up, so I won't be able to make my annual deer hunt this year.
Oh, well, the deer are happy about that. They're the only ones that are happy.
Oh, yeah, they are, no doubt.
Well, Kirk, y'all enjoy the day in this great weather. Hope you get a nice bunch of ducks and some fish, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend. Tell people how to get a hold of you. They want to call you and find out availability either for the fishing or the hunting or both.
Okay. Toll-free number, it's 888-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and, .com is our web address.
All right. Tell them boys to shoot straight with you, and we'll see you next time.
I'll sure do it. They're listening to you, so you told them.
Very good. All right. We'll find out the results next time from Captain Kirk's hunt. All right. When we come back after this, I'm going to get to your text messages. Thanks for sending them. They come directly into the studio. You got to get one in here real quick. It's 504-260-1870. What are you doing on Turkey Day weekend? And what do you do with all those turkey and wild game leftovers from the big feast? Want to hear from you right after this. All right, going to get to your text messages momentarily, but I have something very important to announce, and that is the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission issuing a declaration of emergency during this either sex WMA hunts. And I wish they would have gotten this out a lot sooner, but, you know, I guess better late than never. What they have done, they have adopted an act that will limit the deer harvest for either sex deer on Joyce and Maurepas Swamp WMAs. It's going to be bucks only during the gun season, which was yesterday and today and tomorrow. Primitive firearm season, January 8th and 9th, and again on January 24th and 30th. It will only be allowed for bow hunters to take doe deer. Otherwise, it is a bucks only on Joyce and Maurepas Swamp, and some of you may be headed there now. Also on Salvador Timken WMA, the either sex deer harvest is changed to bucks only during this primitive firearm season coming up December 20th through 26th. You can hunt either sex deer during the archery season, which goes until January 31st. So be aware of those regulations changes. And the reason they did that was because those areas were severely impacted by Hurricane Ida, and they're concerned about the survival rate for some of the fawns. I can tell you I did some scouting last weekend in an area not far from there, and the woods are a mess. I mean, you can't even hardly walk through there. There's tree stumps, tree roots, branches. If you're going to be hunting any of those areas that were impacted by Hurricane Ida, I strongly suggest you do an early scouting mission. Even though you may know the area very well, if you've hunted it for years, it is very much could be changed due to Hurricane Ida. All right, looking at some of your text messages here, let's see. We got the River Rat. He's going to Montgomery, Alabama today. We're driving a big rig. Be careful. We got a crabber headed to the crab grounds. And here's Justin in the Gentilly Refuge. He says, you were right. The wildlife is back to active. Birds, squirrels, and his friend the possum are busy. How am I supposed to watch out for all of them? You know what would be interesting for you to do, Justin, is get you one of those trail cameras, those motion-triggered cameras, and set it up there and maybe get you some corn and throw it out there. And, you know, you'd be surprised so the animals that will come out there. And you maybe get some nighttime pictures. And by the way, does anyone know, we got into this last week about groups of animals, the names for them. What is a group of possums known as? Does anybody know that? What would more than one possum be called? Text number is 504-260-187 if you want to send us a text. Here's someone asking the rhetorical question, what am I doing? They are snuggled up to the heater listening to the show and eating cold pizza. Good morning. Yeah, that's a breakfast of champions there. All right, it's 42 degrees at the Wrigley's. Yeah, it's a chilly morning out there. Chris Pike is headed out duck hunting. Hopefully we'll get a little report from him. Ed Miller in Wilmer, Alabama, one of our faithful listeners. He said black powder season was good Thanksgiving, and it was the first time he had stuffed melaton with crab and shrimp. That's not a bad way to go. Been hitting that for years. And we got the backstrap stacker checking in from chilly Clark County, Alabama, where it's 31 degrees. Wishing good luck to all the deer hunters hitting the woods today. And the worm is asking about our song called Fishing Worms. Is that his theme song? Well, it's up to you. It could be. Let's see. We got the other another Justin. We got so many Justins. The duck guy. He's in the duck blind in the Big Branch WMA. And he's got a Bayou Region Shooters are going to have a concealed carry class on December the 4th. If you want to call, you can check him out and get on that. I'll see if I get his number. Here it is. It's just send me a request, and I'll send you the number if you want information on the concealed carry class on December 4th. Then we've got good cold morning Wednesday, and I hope you and the family had a great Thanksgiving. Planning to stay warm by some homemade andouille today. That's our friend David Hubble. From Alabama. Yeah, the Hubble's Hearth. You want to check that out. He's got some great food items. And thank you very much for the peanut brittle. It was well enjoyed. And here's someone who makes turkey soup after the sandwiches. Yeah, well, if you got a lot of turkey left, a lot of things to do. Make those turkey sandwiches, soup. Turkey gumbo's not bad either. Let's see. It's a beautiful morning at the Abita Hunting Club. That's Eric out there. Good luck to you, Eric. We got someone in Bayou Liberty checking in with us. A lot of duck boats are headed out. That's from Brett Galatis. And we got someone in the Pearl River looking for ducks this morning. And here's one says, sounds like Puldu chase shots. Lots of shots got bad back. But I have memories of old DeWitt Galatis on the feed call in that Springer Spaniel. Eyes covered by a duck wing. Passing up the sink box. That is a good memory from our friend Bayou Mike up on Big Liberty. One said the possum group, would they be called a posse? No, actually, I'll let you know what it is. And someone says they're solitary animals, so there is no group name. Yeah, for the most part, they don't live in groups or travel in groups, but there might be a few of them share dens together. And there is actually two terms for it, and I'll tell you what those are a little bit later. But right now, we got to take a quick break and come back and check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. We ought to name his feature Rebuilding Grand Isle because that's what he's been doing. In fact, a lot of the professional guides have taken up jobs and trying to get that island back up in shape, get some infrastructure there, water, electricity, facilities to where we can get back and enjoy one of Louisiana's greatest treasures. And the fish are still there. They didn't leave. We'll be back with Captain Darrell Carpenter right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, I wish all of our texted would list their name and where they're listening to us from, but many of them don't. And I got one in from text number 3751. That's your last four. And you are correct on the name for the group of possums and also the babies. But there's another name that's acceptable. There's two. So keep on doing your research. All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter. He's been updating us on the comeback of the Grand Isle following Hurricane Ida. Darryl, what good news do you have to report this morning?
The good news is, Don, we got a chance to catch some fish.
That's excellent news.
Of course, with the, you know, the majority of your contractors and the majority of your workers that fly in here, a lot of them are from out of town, so they gave them. There's been no rebuilding work of any significance done over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, because they gave them all an extended Thanksgiving break. Water situation is still a little bit tough. You know, whoever turned the water back on last night didn't turn it on quite enough. It's real challenging trying to take a shower when you're by yourself and got to hold the plunger up so there's not enough water pressure, right? But but I will tell you the story of the week this week has been the fish. Redfish, my word, you know, if you're on the backside of the island in the marsh, the redfish just went berserk. I mean, they're everywhere. But it was one of those things that, you know, you can see them, but you couldn't really get them to bite all the time. You know, you and I have run into that before when we were doing our TV shows. They were after those little bitty grass shrimp, and if you didn't have that grass shrimp, they would just look at you like you were stupid. And then off the side of the road and started real early. I haven't done it myself, but I know several of the older folks here on the island that like to fish off the side of the road, and they have just been whacking them in between these cold fronts. A whole lot of top water action. So the fishing's still going on. As far as the island itself, I did have a chance to do some check-in this week. I looked, both of the marinas were closed, but I did get a chance to look at their boat ramps. The boat ramps are functional. I got to believe that they, you know, it would be a personal decision that their boat ramps are not available to be open. there's been a lot of stuff floating around social media and other places on the internet about, oh, Grand Isle's closed, Grand Isle's closed. Spoke with some of the officials yesterday. They never officially closed the beach. This is not a time where there's a whole lot of beach traffic because the fish just aren't on the beach unless you're looking for some big bull reds or some sharks. But it is open. The bridges are open. You know, word had been spread for a long time that when you hit the Jefferson Parish line, it was closed. I talked to them yesterday. It's not. They never closed it. I think Wildlife and Fishery still has Elmer's Island closed, if I'm not mistaken. It's the side of the road kicked off early this year. You still have very limited services. And in our services that we have, such as our stores, they're starting to run into this problem of getting product. So they're oftentimes they're out of fuel. Oftentimes they're out of, you know, if you want a pizza, they're out of pizza, but they have fried chicken. Or they'll run out of fried chicken and they might have a biscuit, you know, kind of thing. So you still come into a very rural place, but the fishing has been good. If you need to get away, Grant, it's not that crowded, and Grand Isle is just full of fish right now.
Now, a lot of people leave from Lafitte area and make their way over to Grand Isle, but there's some good places on the way there. Little Lake, Bay Round, the Pen, those are some Lafitte areas. I got people wanting some reports there. What can you tell them about the areas to the east of Grand Isle?
I had a chance to talk to a couple of my guys. A lot of them are working storm work, too. The guys out of Lafitte that helped me out during the summertime. The Myrtle Grove area, where that Myrtle Grove Canal dumps out into the northern Barataria Bay. The shrimp are coming out of there by the hundreds with each cold front. I mean, just tons and tons of shrimp. A lot of trout have started moving north. They are catching trout. They caught some trout up near Little Lake earlier this week. So, yeah, I mean, the migration is in full swing. I haven't gotten any reports on reds. You know, the sheephead ought to be starting to act up this time of the year. But I do know that the trout are being caught as far north as that Little Lake area. That government reef area, you know, all those areas north of Manila Village have started showing some trout. And, you know, sometimes you just got to watch. I mean, that's like the reds. You're spotting the reds by watching the little schools of shrimp jump. Now, they little bitty shrimp, like Kirk was talking about. I mean, they almost look like grass shrimp, like ghost shrimp. But you can just watch the whole line of shrimp down the bank. You know which way the redfish is swimming because you can watch, you know, the line of shrimp jumping, progressing. But, yeah, they have been fishing up there. Now, that's where I'm hearing about a lot of damage and a lot of when you talk debris in the water, a lot of times we're down here, we're thinking metal roofs, telephone poles, that type of stuff. Up there around that Little Lake area, that's where a lot of the marsh was damaged. And you've got a lot of submerged islands and stuff right now where all that floton just kind of broke up during the storm and just deposited wherever it wanted to deposit. So in areas where you think you could run, or, you know, if it's an area that historically you could run, you need to watch the water real carefully, because you might have an island 6 inches under the water where you used to be wide open.
That's what we call those Cajun icebergs. Darryl, thanks for the update. Keep on keeping on, my friend. Glad you got to get out there and get some fish, and hopefully you'll do more of that this coming week, and we'll see you next Saturday morning.
You have a good day, Don.
All righty. Captain Darryl Carpenter updating us on the progress down in Grand Isle. All right, we come back and get to some more of your text messages. Got fishing reports with Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert, and some more of that stuff you and I just love to talk about. We do it right here every Saturday morning, 5 to 7, on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.